There's power in the Word of God. There's power in the preached gospel. Peter today proclaims what we call the kerygma, the fundamental teaching of Christianity, that Jesus is God, God's Son, who came to reconcile us with the Father, and that he died for us and how has been raised. It is through Jesus that we are saved. As he himself has told us today, I am the gate for the sheep. I came so that they might have life and have it more abundantly. Jesus is the good shepherd who has laid down his life for us. It is through Jesus that we find salvation in our lives. There's no other way to find this, no other way to find fulfillment, no other way to enter into heaven except through Christ. All those who enter into heaven go through Jesus Christ. Today's speech in Acts, we hear from Peter. He's proclaiming this message, and he's speaking to the people in Jerusalem on the day of Pentecost. Notice how simple this proclamation is of who Jesus is. It moves hearts, though. It's powerful. It has the Holy Spirit behind it. It's active. The Holy Spirit convicts those hearts. How often the Holy Spirit works through us, through our own little efforts. You know, we should ever undermine or undercut those efforts of the Holy Spirit. He can do great things through our simple acts. So often when I preach or when I give talks or different things, I think to myself, well, that wasn't very good. Or that's not going to go. And then somebody will say to me afterwards, Father, that's really what I needed to hear today. I'm like, oh, okay, I guess the Holy Spirit knows what he's doing. So the Holy Spirit works through our lives. He works through the proclamation of the good news. Whether we're speaking to our children, a friend, a coworker, the Holy Spirit does speak through us. We should realize that. When we ask him to speak through us, he will. In the early church, the people were on fire with the Holy Spirit. They were filled with the grace of God. Do we expect that the Holy Spirit is active in our day, in our lives, that he will witness through us? Have we invited the Holy Spirit to be with us, to speak through us? Peter's audience today was convicted to the heart. They were cut to the heart. What was their response? They asked, what are we to do? What are we to do? They chose to be baptized, and it was the Spirit speaking through Peter that impacted those people. They were affected by the Holy Spirit speaking through Peter. When the Spirit is active in someone, there's always a response. There's always a response, something that I want to do or something I want to say. And thus, we should always be calling upon the Holy Spirit to speak in our lives, to speak to us, to speak to those around us. Each of us is called to proclaim the gospel in different ways. We can and we should pray. We should pray for that same outpouring of the Spirit. If we want to change the world around us, we can. Inviting the Spirit into our lives, into our parish, into our community, this will have an impact. Do we believe that? Do we trust that? It's okay if we're challenged by God's Word. It should move us to change our lives. Every time we read the Scriptures, every time we are impacted by the words of Christ, we should be moved. The message of Christ is a message that is both comforting and that it points to a hope that comes from the Lord, and it's transformative. And that it should challenge us to keep always kind of moving. We're a little bit off balance always. Every time when we're confronted by the Word of God, we should be moved to do something. I need to respond in some way. We should always be looking to go deeper into the life of Christ. We have to leave Mass with the conviction that Christ is calling us. He's calling us to continue to follow him. But also that we can't just remain where we are in our spiritual journey, but we're continually moving forward. Do you think that Christ can't call you more deeply? That there's nothing else that he wants you to do in your lives? He's always inviting us more deeply. You might think of, when I was a child, I imagine the first time we had a kiddie pool when I was younger, and I imagine at one point I probably was thinking, you know, I got this down. I got this down, I can handle this little kiddie pool. And then, you know, perhaps my mom took me to the big pool or the lake or I don't know what, and you kind of realize, okay, I've got some more learning to do. You know, I can't quite do the tidal waves here yet, but So it's the same way. The Spirit is always drawing us deeper. There's always a bigger pool to go into. Are we looking for that, or are we just sort of content in our little kiddie pool once in a while, just kind of thinking, this is comfortable, I'll stay here. We are called to be caught to the heart in such a way that we renew ourselves in Christ again and again. The Holy Spirit is transformative. In this time of Easter, it is a time for us to pray, asking for that outpouring of the Holy Spirit, the spiritual gifts, wisdom, understanding, counsel, knowledge, piety, fear of the Lord, fortitude, these gifts of the Spirit that are given to us so that we may go out into the world to proclaim the good news. The Holy Spirit is alive and active in our midst. Do we believe this enough to ask for that Spirit in our lives? To ask the Spirit to guide us, to convict our hearts? Do we expect to encounter Jesus? Do we desire to be touched by that Holy Spirit? These are not gifts or events of the past, but they are present. These are gifts that we can receive this very day. Expect it. Desire it. Seek it. Depend upon it. In this time of Easter, we rejoice in the resurrection, and now we contemplate what the Lord is calling us to do, and we await the Holy Spirit to come upon us and give us that confidence to go where He leads us. Come, Holy Spirit, fill the hearts of Thy faithful and enkindle in them the fire of Your love. Send forth Your Spirit, and they shall be created, and You shall renew the face of the earth. O God, who did instruct the hearts of Your faithful by the light of the Holy Spirit, grant us in the same Spirit to be truly wise and ever to rejoice in His consolation. Through Christ our Lord.